Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 441 for Monday, June 20th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were down Monday morning, falling to their lowest levels in 3 weeks, as declines in the Chicago soy complex and gains in the Canadian dollar were both bearish. Canola was down $5 to $7, the November contract down $6 at $512.10 per ton. Relatively favorable crop conditions across most of Western Canada and the U.S. Midwest contributed to the softer tone in the grains and oilseeds to start the week, including canola. Chart-based selling added to the declines, although downside support was still holding in early activity. The need to keep some weather premiums in the market, given the lengthy growing season still ahead, helped limit the losses as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down. Activity in the grains and oilseeds could turn choppy later this week, though, with plenty of attention on the upcoming British vote on whether or not to leave the European Union, also known as Brexit. Soybeans were down 9 to 19 cents, the November contract down 18 at 11.30 per bushel. Forecasts calling for some welcome rain across the Midwest this next week were behind some of the early selling pressure, as that moisture should help ease concerns over dryness that had built up in the market. For corn, prices are down 7 to 14 cents, the September contract down 13 at 4.29 per bushel. The improving U.S. crop weather was also bearish for corn. In addition, reports out of Brazil and Argentina are calling for sizable increases in corn acreage on the year that could add to the global supply situation going forward. However, South America's most recent crops were hurt by weather issues, and the shortfalls there remain supportive in the near term. Wheat futures were down 1 to 6 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 5 at 4.89 per bushel. In addition to spillover weakness from corn and beans, seasonal harvest pressure also continued to weigh on wheat. However, thunderstorms in parts of Kansas over the weekend did cause delays, and production issues in other wheat-growing regions of the world are also being followed. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, June 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.